A Reappraisal of Dentistry. Of course, you do not want to turn to dentistry if you can help it. And yet, the popular prejudice against the dentist's office, as though it were a chamber of terrors, is rapidly giving place to an appreciation of a service which the world has not outgrown. The dentist and his equipment are not to be feared. Rather should we say with Jacob, "The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Intelligence can direct the dentist's diagnosis, his hand, his instruments. It will do so if you acknowledge the fact. How then can any hurt or harm result? They will not if you face the situation understandingly and confidently. We will not forget, however, that the realization that man is spiritual, therefore not subject to decay and disintegration, is a preventive of tooth and gum maladies, and a cure for them in the event that they get by. The demonstration of this truth will abolish material dentistry. Teeth and gums come to grief, say physiology and pathology, because the blood which is supposed to build and keep them in repair does not circulate fully on their premises, or if it does, is not charged with the proper nutritive and building substances. All this is no more than a belief or obsession. The fact is that life, in all its efficiency and richness, functions at every point of man's being. It overlooks not one single spot and fails not to sustain one single area of his economy. Now reason these statements out. Amplify them in words of your own. Expect results, and you will enjoy them. For you are a man, are you not? Claim, then, your rights, immunities, and privileges. People have brought gums and teeth into healthful condition by giving themselves this simple yet searching treatment. Let me hear from you again in a week or so. Keep admitting these facts. You do not have to prove them. Acknowledge them. Perfectly respectable people, as you know, resort to dentistry, which in these days is not so unpleasant as in former times. You see, the good Lord teaches dentists to do their work more humanely and scientifically than formerly. Well, if He does not, where then do they learn? And yet the indisputable fact is that man, or woman either, for that matter, is made of a substance, spirit, which never decays or gets out of order. In other words, the structure of every individual is spiritual, hence enduring. The highest dentistry lies in realizing this fact. Spirit and mind cannot be touched by decay or disorder. Each individual, after all, is an intelligence, not a corporeality. Hence his exemption from troubles, dental or otherwise. Talk these truths over. Apply them to the situation. You may be surprised at the results. Of course, prayer can cure toothache, and has done so many a time. Where is toothache, anyhow? You might as well ask, where is color? The experts agree that color is in mentality, not in the exterior object. Metaphysics specializes, does it not, in lifting and clarifying mentality until it is too clever to believe in or experience such imposition. So you are on the lookout for something more congenial than single blessedness. How glorious! This is precisely what everybody should do, regardless of age, color, or previous condition of servitude. And in that adventure, you have what it takes to win. That is, you have attractiveness and everything implied thereby. The human mouth is not the choicest spot in this universe, and yet it is one of the most conspicuous. This is why everyone should do his utmost to keep the mouth and its accessories in as sanitary a condition as possible. Modern dentistry is indispensable to most people. Doubtless, there are those who can keep teeth and gums in good order through prayer or metaphysical methods. There are others whom nature has so favored that they can be indifferent and still have attractive smiles. But most of us, and evidently you are one of them, must, as they say, do something about it. So see the best dentist you can think of, because there is a vast difference in dentists. Some of them, like other perfectly fine people, lack plain ordinary sense or experience. Without those qualities, a dentist can irretrievably ruin a perfectly good mouth in short order. Along with this, keep rehearsing the constructive fact that you are made of the lasting substances of spirit. Hence, infection and decay cannot get in their work on you. Tell yourself frequently, I am made of the stuff eternity is made of. This is a guarantee not only against decay, but against wrinkles and other marks of age. And as you rehearse these facts to yourself, go out in the world in a mood of friendliness and put yourself in the way of opportunity, if you would have that loneliness assuaged. Do so confidently and expectantly. You know how. You will have to put forth some effort, but the reward is worthwhile. Life, in all its richness, is continuously and irrepressibly active. There is no power to impede its movement or defeat its purpose. It flows on and on in its laborless way, always and everywhere, somewhat as gravity behaves. All of which speaks of a perfect circulatory system in man and assures sufficient maintenance for every item of his economy, call it mouth or what have you. You have had a hint of how this works in the case of your toe. You will have a further hint with those gums. Consciousness will replenish them as you think and talk these remedial truths to yourself. And make this monologue your chief business. Do not be content with an occasional chat, but every hour give yourself a good going over. I will keep working. Our combined efforts will bring results. Probably it will be well to make an appointment with the dentist. Before the day arrives, you will have had time to correct the situation metaphysically. I will help. There is no reason why you should not have the experience that other people have had. They have gone to the dentist one day, and he has found cavities. A week after, with all set for doing a fat filling, he has been astonished to find sound teeth. The remedy is simply this. Know that your substance is spirit. It cannot shrink or decay. It has not done so. Every part of your economy is richly and constantly nourished by exuberant life. It overlooks not a single spot. Health and wholeness are the inevitables. Let us work along this line and expect results. Every individual should insist, in his silent interview with himself, that he is formed of enduring spiritual substances, that in him are no defects or deficiencies, that regardless of appearances, he is sound and entire. In the same instant should he reject infirmity and other suggestions of mortality as lying impositions. Abiding in this balanced mood and argument, he will at least begin to experience the health, the fortitude, the resourcefulness he has desired. They are present with all other stalwart qualities. They are his. They are yours. Indeed, they inhere in everyone's true nature and need only to be acknowledged and acted upon in order to be felt and enjoyed. For a further discussion of dentistry, see pages 108 to 109.